Welcome to the Freedom's Gateway podcast, the program on how, in 1777, the Empire State built America and delivered on the promise of liberty. Our wonderful hosts, Bob Farley and Vinny Acero, will educate and entertain you. So, for the next few minutes, thank you for giving us a listen, hang on to your hats, and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome. My name is Bob Farley.
And my name is Vinny Acero.
And we will be your hosts for the next 197 episodes of this, the Freedom's Gateway podcast. This podcast hopes to tell a fascinating and important story. First, a story of the American Revolution, with an emphasis of the military and political events that occurred in and around New York State. And second, the story of freedom. The freedom that not only drove the idea and events of the Revolution, but the very concept of freedom that has become the most important philosophical principle in all our lives as Americans.
Bob, we the people of the United States have an intrinsic bond with the idea and concept of freedom. It has become the guiding principle of all our lives, and it has elevated all of us to have the opportunity to achieve all the greatness that our humanity affords. So, this podcast seeks to be both aspirational and based in fact.
Vinny, our podcast will seek to inspire as well as educate. It has grand goals and great horizons. We certainly hope it will live up to its intentions.
But Bob, before we begin our journey together, please tell us a little about yourself, my co-host for the coming episodes.
Episode 1, Part 1, about Bob Farley.
Thanks, Vinny. As I mentioned before, my name is Robert Thomas Farley. Like Vinny, we share the values of this podcast. I love history and learning, and I'm inspired by people who have done great things and who have shown us all that any person can truly shine if they seek accomplishment and never, ever give up. I like to think of myself as such a person, but in the days and weeks ahead, I will let you, our listeners, be the judge of that. My professional background and education have been extensive and diverse. I am a graduate of the State University of New York at Albany, magna cum laude, in 1984, with a BA in History and Geography. I earned a Juris Doctorate degree from Hofstra University School of Law in 1987, where I served as associate editor of their labor law journal. In 2010, I earned a postdoctorate Master of Law in Letters degree from Albany Law School, summa cum laude, where I graduated first in my class. I began my professional career as a trial lawyer back in 1987 with the Albany law firm of McNamee, Lochner, Titus, and Williams. In 1991, I transitioned into government when I was appointed as associate counsel to the minority leader
of the New York State Assembly.
I worked then for the minority leader, Clarence Rapplier. 4 years later, in 1995, I was appointed to serve as Deputy Attorney General of the State of New York, being one of the youngest persons in state history ever to hold that office. A year before that, in 1993, I was elected to public office, Schenectady County Legislature, and went on to serve as both chairman and minority leader of that body until my retirement in 2011, when I voluntarily chose not to seek re-election. In 1996, I was appointed as a chief counsel in the New York State Senate to their Standing Committee on Housing, Construction, and Community Development. I would later serve as chief counsel to the Standing Committees on Civil Service and Pensions, Corporations, and Veterans, Homeland Security, and Military Affairs. In 2011, I was appointed to the position of senior counsel to the Senate majority and held that position for 8 years, when in 2018 I was asked to serve as senior counsel to the Senate Minority Conference, a position I held until my retirement in 2021. Beginning in 2007, I was appointed as an adjunct professor of law at the State University of New York at Albany, where I've taught ever since, both undergraduate and graduate students in classes of well over 200 aspiring scholars. In addition to UAlbany, I have also taught at Albany Law School, Syracuse College of Law, and at several professional and continuing education programs. My teaching portfolio has included the law of property, the law of business organizations, the law of contracts, the law of administrative agencies, the law of cybersecurity, the law of homeland security, the law of artificial intelligence, the law of state and local governments, constitutional law, legal foundations of New York State, and the law of campaigns and elections. In 2023, I was appointed as Director of Government Affairs by the New York Insurance Association. NIA is the trade association for the property and casualty industry, and there I work with both industry and government officials to support the important values that insurance provides to keep us protected from accidents with respect to our homes, cars, and personal lives. I still teach at UAlbany, and my new career at NIA is only surpassed by my work on this podcast with Vinny, with the greatest co-host ever, I might add, Mr. Acero. Perhaps most importantly, however, is my personal life. I am the proud father of two wonderful daughters, Catherine Sarah, a lawyer practicing in Austin, Texas, and Elizabeth Laura, a lawyer practicing in Washington, D.C. My father, Hugh T. Farley, was also a distinguished published law professor in his own right, and at the time of his retirement in 2016, he was the second longest serving state senator in the history of New York State. I'm very proud of my dad, who had an unblemished career in public service that spanned over 50 years. My mother, Sharon Rose of Syracuse, earned her BS degree from the College of St. Rose and her master's degree in education from UAlbany, and enriched the lives of countless children, including her son, as a music and elementary school teacher. I have two wonderful sisters, Susan and Peggy, one a distinguished intellectual property attorney, and the other a reading specialist teacher, who are both the most magnificent mothers any child could ever ask for. I've also been blessed to have been married for over 35 years to a very talented CPA tax attorney, Marilyn Farley, who I met in college and who has proven the finest wife and mother that any man could ever ask for. I learned my devotion and love of history from my dad and his two brothers, John W. Farley and Robert E. Farley, each remarkable, kind, enormously educated, and curious men, who each lived remarkable lives of admiration. They each taught me the value that all people can make in the world, and that lessons from the past can serve as both inspirations and warnings for our future. I enter this podcast as a mission of love. Love of history and the lessons it can teach us, and love of people and what their tireless efforts can achieve. This is a podcast that seeks to both educate and inspire. I will use my experience as a teacher, a lawyer, an amateur historian, and a proud American to try and deliver for you the very best possible product. The 197 episodes, 108 biographical sketches, and 166 on-location programs will seek to offer and span a significant distance of time and topics. But we will do our very best to bring all these events and characters to life. I'm enormously blessed to have a co-host, Vinny Acero, who shares my love and passion for history and all that it can teach all of us. In addition to being a brilliant teacher, Vinny is also a gifted speaker and, most importantly, a wonderful man. We are both also fortunate to have an executive producer for our program, Simona Acero, who can handle each and every technical challenge and creative issue that a project like this can present. And so, with all that said, Vinny, my dear friend, might you kindly introduce yourself to our lovely listeners and tell your wonderful story.
Episode 1, Part 2, about Vinny Asaro.
Thank you, Bob. I am so honored that you have asked me to accompany you on this journey. When you brought me aboard, it was a dream come true for me. Ecstatic to share my passion for history with you and our audience. You are a truly brilliant and wonderful guy yourself. So without further ado, here is a little bit about myself. I am a graduate of Brooklyn College, class of 1981, where I received my bachelor's in political science. I went on to receive my master's degree in political science in 1988 and my advanced certificate in school administration in 1997. I began working for the New York City Department of Education in September of 1981. My first job was teaching high school at my alma mater, James Madison High School, where I was not much older than some of my students. I retired from the Department of Education in 2015, after 34 years, 30 of them being spent at Franklin D. Roosevelt High School in Brooklyn. When that school opened in 1965, my father worked there on the custodial staff, and my grandfather worked in the school cafeteria. One summer, my dad helped me to get a job on the custodial staff, cleaning classrooms and getting the school ready for the fall. So you might say I started at the bottom and worked my way up. When I became a teacher, I always looked for interesting summer jobs, as the pay for young teachers back then was not terribly lucrative. I came to FDR High School in February of 1984, and some of my colleagues worked summers at JFK Airport as summer temp U.S. Customs inspectors. So I applied, was hired, and began working my summers in 1984. I continued to work there until 2003. After the summers, I was kept on as a temp and worked weekends and any days off. I got to tell you, Bob, I loved it. It was an interesting job with great people to work with, lots of fun stories. In 2005, I began teaching at the City University of New York part-time, at first in the College Now program, where I taught college credit courses to high school students at my school. Later on in 2012, I began teaching courses on campus. I taught courses in criminal justice, sociology, and a course entitled The History of New York City. I worked a lot in those days and tried to make the most of every opportunity. I did a lot of procession work with the New York City Department of Education, writing and revising history curriculum, and served on a number of advisory boards for curriculum changes. As a pedagogical specialist, which is a person who specializes in developing teaching methods, I also participated in grant programs. In August of 2005, I was hired as a pedagogical specialist on a Teaching American History grant that the Department of Education received from Princeton University. For 2 weeks, New York City teachers would attend a seminar with prominent historians in American history. And there, I would supervise sessions where the teachers took what they learned and developed curricula. That program went on for 6 summers. I was also fortunate enough to be chosen by the Gilda Lehrman Institute for their summer teacher program as well, beginning in 1995. I attended 6 summer seminars. There, over the years, I was fortunate to be taught by some of the best historians on the planet. These seminars were held at Gettysburg College, Yale University, the University of Virginia, Harvard University, Brown University, and finally, Cambridge University in the United Kingdom. The last one in England was sort of a culmination of all we learned, and we were able to share our perspectives with our British counterparts. In my 34 years at my school in Brooklyn, I served not only as a classroom teacher, but the Department of Education also sent me to Columbia University, where I obtained my certificate in mediation and negotiation. As a mediation specialist, I ran a program that trained students as mediators, and those students would in turn conduct mediation sessions under my supervision to settle conflicts. I further went on to become a school dean, responsible for helping to provide a safe learning environment for a population of over 5,000 students. In 2006, I was chosen by the New York Times as a teacher who makes a difference. That award was very special to me because I was nominated by one of my students because of all the help that I gave her when she needed it. And that was one of the greatest things to happen to me during my career. During my last 4 years, I served as an assistant principal, operating a young adult borough center at Franklin D. Roosevelt High School. I was also appointed by FDR's day school principal. This was a separate school within a school, which catered to and specialized in undercredited and overage students. These students could earn a regular high school diploma if they enrolled in the program and completed their requirements before age 21. This program ran in the evening, and I was responsible for managing a separate school budget and hiring a separate school staff. In my last few years before retirement, I also began to do volunteer work. In 2010, I became a National Park Service volunteer at Ellis Island. I gave tours of the Ferry Building and the Southside Hospitals. After retirement in 2015, I moved to Saratoga County and became a volunteer at the Saratoga National Battlefield Park and the Schuyler House, and also at Grant's Cottage National Historic Site, which is on Mount McGregor in Wilton, New York. I continue my volunteer work at all these sites and really enjoy interaction with the visitors and staff. I am truly excited to continue to tell the story of freedom in this podcast, as I have done for many years. I have dedicated my life to getting that story told to both current and future generations, and I am happy to share it with all of you listening with us. Thank you all for giving me the opportunity.
Wow, Vinny, your resume reads like that of a rock star. What an accomplished gentleman you are. I know that we are going to make the most wonderful of teams, and that you are going to add so very, very much to this project. Let's hope I can keep up with you, my friend.
Thanks, Bob. We certainly do hope to cover a great deal of information as we travel our adventure together. But Bob, I would certainly be remiss if I didn't introduce our wonderful executive producer and my wonderful wife, Simi Asaro. Simi is the master of all things technical and creative for our program, including graphic and website design and maintenance, audio and video management, control and editing, content supervision, editing and suggestion, as well as computer and internet supervision and maintenance. She is an amazingly talented woman who takes on countless tasks and does each and every one that she takes on very, very well. Simi, might you kindly tell our wonderful audience a little bit about yourself and all the wonderful things you do for our program?
Episode 1, Part 3, about Simi Asaro.
Thanks, Vinny. It is truly a delight to work with Vinny and Bob on this wonderful adventure. My name is Simona Simi Asaro, and I was born in August 67 in Câmpina Prahova, Romania. In June 1978, my family had the opportunity to vacation in New York to visit my uncle. Soon after arriving in the United States, my parents made the very brave decision to ask for political asylum. Our goal as a family was to escape the brutal and oppressive communist state that was Romania at that time. With English as my second language, I was forced to quickly adjust to a new school, to new friends, and a new way of life. But it was a transition of wonder and happiness. With my parents' help, I was fortunate to excel at all my studies and quickly adjust to my new life in America. I graduated from Hillcrest High School in Jamaica, Queens in 1985, and in 1990, I earned a degree of Bachelor of Science in Sound Recording from the State University of New York at Fredonia. Immediately thereafter, I began interning for a recording studio in White Plains, New York, and then another one in New York City. I had the opportunity to record a Dizzy Gillespie concert at Cooper Union in New York City, as well as assist various other recording sessions for voiceovers, singers, and other artists. In 1997, I graduated from New York University's Tisch School of the Arts, earning a degree of Master's of Professional Studies in Interactive Telecommunications. At that same time, I began to learn the internet and web development, studying this new technology in its infancy. I worked as a project manager for Ogilvy & Mather and as a contractor producer for AT&T's Downtown Digital. And in 1998, I started with Advance Media, where I remained there for 22 years, lastly as a quality assurance engineer specializing in automated testing. In 2016, Vinny and I moved to Wilton, and 4 years later, in 2020, I became a quality assurance engineer for TransFiner Corporation here in Schenectady, New York. I am a mom to two doggies, Mia, a Bichon poodle, and Allie, a Schnauzer poodle, and I also love to knit and crochet. I am proud to say that my yarn stash is legendary among my friends. I enjoy reading, especially science fiction and mystery. I love to travel, recently returned from a visit back to Romania, and one day I hope to travel throughout Scotland and take a ferry to visit the Shetlands. I am very proud of my husband Vinny and my new friend Bob for undertaking this podcast adventure and hope to be of help to this effort, albeit often from behind the scenes. Thank you all for allowing me to be a part of it.
Holy smoke, Simmy. You're every bit as impressive as your incredible husband.
Yep, that's my bride. She is amazing. And with that, our dear listeners, we hereby conclude our first introductory episode on who we are and the scope of our podcast.
Episode 1, Part 4, Final Thoughts.
Dear listeners, before we sign off, please know that in the days and weeks ahead, as we travel our adventure together, that we welcome your comments, suggestions, and ideas. We can always be reached by email, and our email addresses are either Bob, Vinny, or Simmy at 1777freedomsgateway.com. We all love hearing from you. Kindly note that 1777 Freedoms Gateway is all one word and contains no apostrophe, as the internet doesn't like them. Please also know that you can also learn more about our podcast and listen to our episodes on our website at 1777freedomsgateway.com. Once again, all one word with no apostrophe. Please come check us out.
We love hearing from you. And as we conclude for the time being, please remember to look for us next time in episode 2. And in our next episode, we will begin to discuss the nature of and focus of our podcast. In that next episode, we hope to cover what will be the roadmap for our adventure. And so, with this episode, episode 1, now complete, let's get started on that adventure. We hope you'll join us. We're both excited, and we hope you are as well.